This Carrie and Tommy catch-up will make you feel good. For Christmas gifts that'll make your family and friends feel good, there's no place like Priceline. Boom, boom, boom,
boom. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
Did you watch TV last night?
Buddy,
I thought. Oh, so did I.
I watched The Batch.
Yeah,
me too. I watched The Badge.
I watched it on my own with a Milo and a tub of Nutella, and I was in heaven.
Wow. Yeah. When you put in the Milo in the Nutella?
No, just having a sip, then having a drink. I didn't think about that.
That could actually be one of the best Nutella. Things ever. Are you loving it, Batch?
Oh, Cass was out of control last night.
I actually thought he was very poor.
He was. He did that very well.
I thought he was really nice.
Yeah, I agree.
He hugged her, and while he was hugging her, he thought, how do I say this nicely?
Yeah. You know what I thought was funny? How she said, can you not look at me when I do this because it'll embarrass me? And I could see the relief in his face that he didn't have to look at her. He could just look away the whole time.
I thought it was going to be more intense. The way she was like, it's making me so nervous to say this stuff. I thought it was going to be...
Or she did. It wasn't really a love letter. It was just... Oh, well, it was a bit.
It was kind of, let's see what happens.
Our eyes crossed path across the room and we were destined to be together.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I was watching with my housemate and he looked away from the TV.
Did he?
Yeah.
It was too hard to watch.
Yeah, him. Yeah. So I was looking at the honey badger looking off into the distance and then across to my mate who's looking off into the distance. He was like,
But you watched when Dasha said, told him all about her family and her little boy. That was sweet.
Oh, all I took from that was how she likes sitting on the grass. She talks heaps about sitting on the grass.
Yeah, she does like sitting on the
grass. This is a weird stop down.
Yeah. Does she get piles often, do you reckon?
Oh, I don't know. I always got told if you sit on the heating vents, that's what you get.
Oh, really? Yeah. I should use that with Ollie.
Why, has he got piles?
No, he just sits on the heating vents.
Oh, I was like, it doesn't get rid of them. Do you remember when we had him on the project, Dasha from Russia?
Yes.
I want to know. Does your name rhyme with where you're from?
It is pretty cool. Dasha
from Russia.
Do you think your name's actually Dasha?
From Russia.
That's what I mean. It doesn't work. So instead it's Dasha from Russia.
Yeah.
Like if you were like Michaelia from Australia.
That is very good.
Very good. Very good. I'm even clapping myself.
Give us a call. You could be Anne from Queen Bean. Give us a call. 13 1060. I'd love to know if your name rhymes
with where you're from. Love it.
And actually, only tell us where you're from and we'll guess your name.
Oh, good idea.
Oh, yes.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
We're looking for if your name rhymes with where you're from, like...
Dasha from Russia from The Bachelor Archer.
Or Michaelia from Australia.
Yes.
I don't have any more. That's my go-to now and I will stick with it.
Carrie from Glengarry? Yeah. That's got to be a place, is it?
Yeah, but I'm not from there, but yeah.
No, but I mean, well, there could be another Carrie.
Girth from Perth. Is there a Girth? Is there a name?
So we have open the phones, 131060. Give us a call.
That's what you've gone for. Girth from Perth. There is a bloke who's gone, hang on, my ears are ringing. They call me the Girth from Perth. Let's go. So we're going to go to our callers now, and we're going to get them to say, we have a caller from The Rocks. Now, hello, caller.
Hey, Gary.
Pretty good. So we've got a male voice, Bickers, and they're from The Rocks. So
you're definitely from The Rocks, yeah?
It's The Rock, New South Wales, country town.
The Rock.
Oh, I reckon.
The, the thing that popped into my head is not a name that rhymes with that.
You're thinking of the girl from Perth again. I'm going to go with Brock.
Oh, Brock from The Rock. Yeah, that's good.
Not quite.
No?
Oh, hang on. Jock.
Jock, correct.
Jock! Great work, Jock. Really good stuff. Really good stuff.
All right. Where are you from next caller? Is it Puglia?
Oh, where are you from next
Puglia?
Caller?
Puglia?
Puglia, the southern Italian region of Puglia.
Oh, this is so easy. It's Canoglia.
Is it Julia from Puglia?
Yes, it is.
This is such a fun game.
Hang on. I want to chat to Julia from Puglia more. Julia, did you get just that all growing up, Julia from Puglia? What's she done?
She's gone.
She's gone back to Puglia.
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, hey, Julia. Were you born in Puglia?
I was, yes.
Did your parents not think Julia from Puglia...
No, they didn't. But you know what's even worse? When the wedding singer came out and I was Julia Goya from Puglia. I had to live through that, guys.
Yeah. We love it. Great stuff, Julia. Our next caller is simply saying from Australia. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Is it going to be another one of yours? Because
is it going to rhyme with Australia?
It does rhyme with Australia.
Well, what?
That's
maybe
the game.
Because sometimes it says where they're from, but then they're from, like, Sydney within Australia.
No, it rhymes with Australia. I didn't realise until I went overseas and I said, hi, I'm such and such from Australia, and I went, oh, my goodness, that rhymes.
Michaela. Are you just a straight-up Michaela from Australia?
No, it's not Michaela.
Jayla from Australia?
Nope.
Taylor. You're Taylor.
Nope.
Oh.
Is it something ear?
Oh, is it Australia?
Yeah,
or how do you say Australia? So introduce yourself, but leave out your name, but say from Australia.
Okay, hi, I'm from Australia.
Oh, Australia.
Oh.
Aurelia.
No, but that's a pretty name.
Okay.
It is a pretty name.
I give
you
up.
Can have it.
What is it?
Mahalia from Australia.
Mahalia.
Like Mahalia Barnes.
Yes, I'm older, so it's my name first. Okay.
That's the first time a woman has bragged about being older.
Should we end on Carrara?
Yeah.
Are you from Carrara?
I am from Carrara.
Please just tell me it's Cara. Is it Cara?
No. No.
Oh, Tamara from Carrara.
That's it.
Yay!
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
Okay. What's your S-eating grin on your face for?
Nothing. I just was wondering how things are going with your BFF, Dean Lewis.
So the last update from Dean and I's friendship.
You met him and then you loved him so much.
We hung out for a day.
We had him on the show. And
I asked him to be my friend. And he said, sure.
Yep.
I'll DM you my number. He didn't.
Yeah.
And so I DM'd him desperately and I was like, hey, bro. And then he still didn't give me his number. So then I doubled down and I said, here's my number.
He sent
me back a DM saying, you sent too many numbers in that number. And I looked down, I got my number wrong. And so I was like, oh, ha, ha.
Anyway, where's your number?
And then I got nothing. But you've walked in and you've gone, we need a talk.
I probably have spoiled it now because it would have been funnier to have you come on air and boast that you finally got Dean Lewis's number because that's what you would do, wouldn't you? Have you got his number now?
What did you do?
Have you got his number?
Are you responsible for this?
But have you got his number now?
Well, my review was literally 21 minutes ago.
And what did it say?
Oh, did you get someone else to message this?
What did it say?
Tell
me what it said.
Tommy, all capitals. Separate message. It's Dean. Here's my number, bro. Thanks for having me in for the chat, brother. And then next message, next time I go on the project, you got to be there.
Yeah. Awesome.
Oh, no.
He wants to be friends with you.
Who is this? Whose number is this?
That's him.
What happened? Did you see him again? I tried to prank you
and then he's so freaking lovely that he's just sent you. I sent him a DM earlier today and I said, hey, Dean, Carrie here. Thanks for coming on the other day night. You were fab. I'm giving Tommy so much SH beep beep about the fact that you still haven't given him your phone number yet. # true friends. He's such a loser. Could you send it to me? ? So I can say you sent it to me, but you won't send it to him and perhaps you don't like him. And then I went on to ask him about something else work-related. And then he wrote back to me, oh, SH, beep, beep. Oh, my God, you're going to hate me, but I read the start of your message. Then remembered I still hadn't sent him my number. So I sent him I sent him a message with it. Then read the rest of your message and realised I've just ruined the joke. Anyway, Thank you, Carrie.
Oh, I don't know.
You
tried to screw me over. Why do I have to say thank you?
Mate, you screwed me over when I made friends with my girlfriend, Jess.
Yeah, but you didn't say thank you afterwards.
Yeah, I did.
What, you said thank you to me?
Well, maybe not.
Not in those words.
I was thankful.
You said thank you in words that we cannot say on this radio show.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
This is going to be one of those where were you when moments. There was Princess Di.
It's really not. You're making this bigger than it is. I just need a simple, some resolution with the help of the people of Australia, and we can move on with our lives.
Everybody will be talking about it in 10 years.
This morning.
Where were you?
Let's cut to it, shall we? I was on the toilet this morning.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Went to the toilet, finished going to the toilet, stood up from the toilet. I was wearing my robe at the time, my bathrobe, and I felt the robe feel a little heavy when I stood up.
Yes.
And I turned around. And the tie, the rope
around the middle.
Well, it's not really rope. It's like a
everyone knows.
Terry Towelling.
There's only two parts of a robe.
There's
the robe, and there's the bit you tie up with.
Is it called a tie?
I don't know, mate. Anyway, felt heavy.
The rope, whatever the thing is, it felt heavy, and I looked, and it was still in the bottom of the toilet. The whole thing. Oh my Jeez. God!
That's the rope falling in.
What?
No, no.
That wasn't the rope falling in. That was what I did before the rope fell in.
Wow.
This is where we have a problem. So
you've got a bog rope.
I saw that the rope.
We've got a borry string.
There's
a turd tie. Oh, gosh.
The rope, the string, whatever the thing was, it was submerged in water. And as I pulled the water up, I remembered what had happened. What had been happening in the toilet before I realised.
Buzz.
Stop it.
Just in case someone's just tuned in, they don't know what's going on.
Can please, you go to the toilet before the shift next time?
It's grossing me
and
out.
Focus on the show.
Sorry. Anyway, long story short, I was horrified and I thought, that is disgusting. So I quickly ran across from the toilet to the kitchen to put my robe in the bin, but
this
it dripped the whole way across the kitchen. So then I had to get the wipes and trace back where I dripped and clean up the
like
floor.
A bandit leaving a trail of paint drops to get back.
Anyway, as I walked away from my rope in the bin and was like, damn it, I went about my morning and realised how annoying it was to wear my robe without the rope because the robe didn't close and then it was just swaying in the wind and it was annoying me. And then I thought, you know what? Evie dirties her clothes through her nappy.
Yes.
And I nappy sand them and then she wears them again.
Yeah.
Right? I've done that
Kids
since
do that
she was
all
a
the
baby.
Time. Yeah. Are you going to say what's the difference? You're a fully grown adult and you have the choice to go out and buy another robe.
Can I get the robe back out of the bin?
So it's just the turd robe in the bin. Is that right?
Stop calling it that.
Okay, the borry string. We can call it whatever you want, mate. The bog
yes,
tie.
It's just the bog tie in the bin.
And so,
can I remove that, dip it, put it in nappy sand to wash overnight, yes. and then continue to use it? Or does that mean every day when I tie it, my hands are going to be tying over the bit that went in the toilet?
Yeah, you've got a classic toilet tie scenario here, and we don't know what to do. Have you
dropped anything in the toilet before and retrieved it and continued to use, like a phone, continued to use it, even though that's been the scenario of what's
phone,
been happening
in there? I've tried to get a phone before. No, not the number that you're
I
talking
know,
about, though.
It's
the other
gross.
One. The number changes it.
Yeah, it does, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Ones, you can do anything. If it's a one, you can do anything.
I probably could just go buy another robe, but I feel like that's reckless and I should be trying to retrieve the current robe, wash it, get on with life and stop being such a pansy about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. You're saying, am I up myself for wanting to buy another robe
yeah.
or should I just get over myself,
yeah.
bury my hand
into the bin,
and get out
save
the
robe tie.
Get out the turd tie, give it a once over with a bit of nappy sand and go back to work.
What should I do? I'm going to go by the people. I mean, I wouldn't be the first person this has happened to. Do I save the tie or not? Can I continue to use it without that being so disgusting?
Here's a question to throw back at you.
Yeah.
If it was the robe itself rather than the tie.
I feel like the robe itself, if any bit of it had gone in the toilet, it would continue to be around near my feet going forward anyway. But the tie
is... it's a hand.
I'm going to have to keep tying it with my hand.
Yeah.
So my hand's going to keep rubbing. Anyway, I think we've spent too long talking about it. I do think we should get some help from the good people of Australia.
Yeah, what are we doing? What have you dropped in the bog?
No. I just want to know whether to retrieve the tie.
Oh, yeah, turd tie or no turd tie. Yeah. Okay, great. I don't care
about your stories. I just want to.
131060, we'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
All right, how do we...
I can tell you exactly what's happened here. Bickers was laying down some groundwork. Thanks, Buzz. This morning,
when doesn't really matter.
Sure,
I'm getting... It was this morning, but yeah, let's sure. not get bogged down in it.
Yes, very good.
Good work.
Couple of espressos later, you're sitting on the toilet, you notice after you do your business, there's a strange thing that's happened here. Do you... You get up, then turn around
let's,
and... Okay.
Anyway, you got up and you were wearing your bathrobe. I noticed the heaviness
yes.
in my bathrobe and I realised the tie of my bathrobe was submerged in the toilet. And yes. then I went, that is disgusting. I pulled the bathrobe out. I took it, put it in the bin, and then I walked away and my bathrobe doesn't work without the tie. It's really annoying. And then I thought, can I retrieve it? I wash my daughter's clothes after she's pooed on them. Can I do the same with my own?
So we're saying save the turd tie or ditch it. Donna, what do you reckon?
Hi, guys. Look, Carrie, I definitely think get it out of the bin and wash your belt because my daughter, when she was toilet training, held her in her hand one of her
nuggets.
Right? Yeah.
I told her to go straight away and put it in the bin. And then the next day when I was warming up the oven to cook a smell was emanating.
Oh, no.
Oh my gosh.
I scrubbed the oven. I boiled it.
Donna.
3 hours before
Donna.
I cooked the cupcake.
Donna.
So I didn't go out and
Donna.
Get it in the oven.
Donna.
The belt out of the bin.
Donna, I'm not sure how that story has anything to do with the belt in the bin,
but it's a good tale.
Yeah, I mean, Donna...
Well, I just think if I'm still cooking in the oven now...
I can use the belt.
I mean, Donna, you sound lovely, but I'm never eating anything. Ever. Okay, so that's a vote vote for yes.
That's a vote for save it.
Yeah, but that's a vote for save it for someone who's cooking in a turd oven, mate. I mean, at what point...
Donna's
saying
so
yes,
gross.
Yes and have a cupcake. Let's go to Jakey. Jakey, what do you reckon?
Oh, mate, I'm agreeing with you, mate. She should definitely leave that in the bin.
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost grosser getting it out of the bin than getting it out of the bog in
That's
the first
place. That's the question. You could have thought of that at the start. Yeah.
And, Jakey, are you ever going to eat any of Donna's cooking as well?
Oh, no, I might just save that, eh? I'm a difficult eater, so I'll just keep that for myself.
A difficult eater. I don't like two tainted cupcakes. It does. I've also thought of another thing. It does make it tricky when I've got my robe on and I'm spinning it around and trying to be like, hey, baby.
Is that what you do?
No, but I was just thinking
that. We just continue to not do it.
Finally,
hang on. So we're one apiece at the moment.
Alan, you're the deciding vote. Am I getting
the rope?
Are
we only taking three? We got it. Okay, let's go to Alan.
Am I keeping the rope or burning it?
Look, I'm a plumber and definitely keep it. If I followed your rules, I'd be stark as every day.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
This bloke's name, you won't have heard of him before, and I think it's really important to point out, his name is Paul Flart, which I think...
Pardon? That's not... I know this story. That is not his name.
I think it might be a fake name.
Paul Flart.
Yes. Now, for those unfamiliar with Paul's work, he is a security guard in America.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't know him. The thing that he's done that is remarkable is that for 6 months, every day, he has filmed himself... farting at work, and then he compiled them.
As if it's like he's put the phone in front of him.
Just right face on.
And you see his face every time he does a fart.
Yes, and he's a funny-looking unit anyway.
Yeah, he is.
Like, he's a gorgeous, funny-looking unit. And you just see his facial kind of winches. And he compiled it into a video, so you get to see 6 months of farts.
How long did it go for?
1.5 minutes. And I discovered it yesterday. It's given me so much joy that someone would dedicate so much of their life just to make people. How great, right? Here's a little snippet of the audio from that. Oh, I'm so sorry. Carrie ate some dried fruit. Now, Buzz, could you play the audio of Paul Flart, please? That is him. And... got about 2 million views in the space of about...
Really?
Yeah.
Just by farting?
Yeah. By farting for 6 months.
Sorry,
filming.
Consecutively.
Six months.
We all fart daily.
Yeah. Anyway, Paul Flart then got called in to work and he thought, I don't think this is good. And so as he rocked up to get out of his car, he started filming that as well because I think he had a fair idea what was going to happen.
What are you doing with your phone?
I'm recording, sir.
Why are you recording?
Because...
Take it off.
No, sir.
Yes, sir.
No, sir.
You're not going to record me wearing that uniform.
I'm not recording you, sir. I'm recording me, sir.
Okay, you can turn it off.
Okay. Well, so you're firing me anyway, right?
Yes, I am.
So, yeah, he knew he was
getting fired. He was going to get fired for farting.
Yeah, for recording himself.
The reason they said it was not because of the guy said there's been a lot of complaints since the video went viral.
Before. From the smell.
Only since the video has gone viral. But then he outlaid exactly how many times he did it. He goes, it's 75 videos. And he goes, yeah, but they're 3-second videos. And he goes, you're not meant to be using your phone, was the thing.
Oh, yeah. While at work, while being security guard.
And so then they made sure he was definitely getting fired and there was no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Why are you recording? Take it off.
No, sir. Well, so you're firing me anyway, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so I'm going
to
keep...
But you need to turn it off.
If you're going to fire me, I'm done.
Okay.
So I can just walk out of here right now.
On 131060, I want to know the weirdest reason you got fired.
Oh, this is good.
I got fired from a bar job because I antiqued one of the bosses in his sleep.
What does that mean?
You know, when you throw flour at somebody and so they look all old, like covered in dust. We were all staying together. We were working on a festival and he was a jerk. And so after a few drinks, I antiqued him. And yeah, I got fired.
Heard that fire. Expression.
Antiquing. Yeah. It's really funny because they get really angry, but they're all white and dusty. So as he's screaming at us that we're fired, my mate just goes, what's wrong, mate? You look like you've seen a ghost.
Well, I remember I worked in a fish and chip shop growing up. And my girlfriend worked at the chicken shop around the corner and she got fired because every Thursday night she used to take chicken home to feed her family. And she didn't ask. And the guy said, if you had asked me, I would have said you could take the leftover chicken, but because you didn't ask, I don't trust you anymore. She got done for eating the chicken.
Stealing chicken.
I used to take the fish and chips home to feed my family. I honestly smelled like fish and chips. Our house smelled like fish and chips for 5 years.
Heaven.
It was so...
Isn't that the best?
Yeah, the chicken salt smell mixed in with the oil after a while, though, in your clothes gets a bit much.
Yeah, it'll start to get to you. Yeah. There was a guy on... There used to be a Knights announcer who... He only got undone. Should I not tell this story? No. Well... He got undone because the brekkie team started complaining about there would always be pizza boxes. And they're like, can't this guy just clean up after himself? But turns out he was giving shout-outs.
Overnight.
Yeah, he was giving shout-outs to the pizza joint across the road and they were giving
delivering him pizza free pizza. To keep him going overnight. Yeah,
so if he'd just thrown the box out, he would have been fine. Give us a call, 131060. Weirdest reason you've been fired.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
What's the weirdest way, what's the weirdest reason you got fired? Mm. Paul Flart over in the States.
Definitely not his real name.
Definitely not his real name. Farted on camera every day for 6 months, documented it, made a little compile, put it out for the world to rejoice in, and it went viral.
Bosses didn't find it funny.
No, bosses didn't find it funny. Fired him. Film that as well, though. What a champion. The Flart dog. Simon in Newcastle. Mate, why'd you get fired?
Hi, guys. I got fired for calling a customer mate.
What kind of job are you doing?
I was working in a restaurant, in a one-star Michelin restaurant in the UK near Stratford-upon-Avon whilst I was doing some travelling through, and this large table came in and a very, very wealthy guy, didn't know that at the time, sat down and with his group of about 10 people, and as I'm serving him and the rest of the guys, they were drinking very expensive bottles of red wine, and an empty one came across and I said, excuse me, mate, can I grab you another one of those?
And ridiculous.
He literally called the manager over and said, I demand to be called sir. I pay thousands of dollars in this thousands of pounds in this restaurant.
Oh,
and I got fired on the spot. And I said, look, mate, I said it again accidentally. Look, mate, I'm from Australia. It's an endearing term. You know, I was just trying to be polite. And I literally got fired on the spot.
Do you know, on the weekend, we were calling Chris's card got defrauded or whatever and we had to call the bank and he went through the business stuff and then the bank lady said, oh, and happy birthday, Chris, like this. And we were like, what? She was on speakerphone. Yeah. And she goes, oh, I just looked up and saw your birthday. It was yesterday, like this. And then she goes, what are you up to for your weekend? And we ran her through the weekend and then she was like, oh, you have such a good birthday, honey. And she was all, and I was like, is this how you talk to a, can a bank person talk like that?
But I'd be into that.
Well, I don't know. I didn't know how to feel. I thought, it's refreshing that she's got a personality and that she's friendly. Yeah. But then I was like, I don't know. If I wasn't there, what would have happened?
Well, I don't know. But maybe I need to change banks. Simon, though, I reckon what happened with Simon, my mate went, got married overseas and went to like a fancy restaurant.
Yeah.
And he hated it because of the opposite of that. So they'd always call him sir and stuff. And he's like, hated the stuffiness
of it.
And so it's rich jerks who ruin it for, anyway.
Normal people.
Good on you, Simon. Funny.
Adam, what was the weird way you got fired?
Oh, it was completely different. I wasn't fired on the spot. I was fired at the end of my shift. They made me work through the shift.
But on my break, instead of two cannelloni, I was hungry and I got three pieces of cannelloni and they saw me do it and then they made me work the shift and then they fired me after work.
For an extra tube of cannelloni.
I mean, what did it have, like spinach and ricotta? I mean, you need at least three tubes of that.
And just a tiny bit of Napoli on top.
Napoli?
I could have had a bit more Napoli. It would have been much better. But no Parmesan cheese or anything. So.
And that's the expensive bit too.
Was it a cheap restaurant?
No, it was kind of a really nice restaurant in Fitzroy Street.
Oh, yeah, okay. Right. So what's the tube worth? Tube probably worth $10 or something you got fired for?
I think it was like $8.95 back then.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, thanks, Adam. Thank Should we finally go to Anita?
Yeah.
Anita, I'm guessing you didn't fight your way to get fired, did you? Or not?
I think we're having a couple of phone issues. Anita, are you there?
No. Anita's been fired from this
There goes another Carrie and Tommy catch-up packed with something for everyone. With Priceline, there's a huge range of gifts for everyone. Head in-store or go online to pick the perfect gift this Christmas.